For some perspective now on rising food prices around the globe, we turn to Raj Patel. He's the author of Stuffed and Starved, The Hidden Battle for the World's Food System. Patel points to a couple of statistics to illustrate the problem.
The price of wheat has gone up by over 130% in the past year, and the price of rice went up by 30% in a day a couple of weeks ago. So the high prices are certainly one thing that unifies all the places in the world that are having food protests at the moment. You've mentioned three, but there are dozens and dozens of countries.
What accounts for that?
The reason the price is going up is because of a sort of perfect storm of reasons. There were bad wheat harvests last year. Biofuels are sort of switching farmers away from wheat to growing corn. The demand for meat in Asia is diverting cereals away from raw cereal consumption into meat consumption. The price of oil, obviously, is driving up the price of food because so much of our food is produced industrially. So there's a constellation of factors that are driving up the price of food.
One of the most startling facts in your book is that while there are some 800 million people in the world going hungry, for the first time in history, we also have 1 billion people who are overweight or obese. And you say these are symptoms of the same problem. How could that be?
Well, if you imagine an hourglass shape, and at the top there are millions of farmers who produce our food, and at the bottom there are the billions of us, 6 billion of us that consume the food. But in the middle, there are a handful of corporations that control the food supply, and they, in any major market, the top four players usually control over 50% of the trade. Now, they are in a position to pay farmers very little, and people living in rural areas are invariably the poorest people on the planet. But they also have an incentive to provide us food that we buy more of. They have an incentive to make us consume food that are rich in fat and salt and sugar, the things our body crave. And that means that there's an incentive for the majority of consumers to be able to eat more than is good for us and eat more of the wrong things.
Is there enough food to feed everyone on the planet? Is it a problem of distribution, or is it more than that?
There is enough food to feed the world if we distribute it properly. There isn't enough food, for example, for people in the rest of the world to eat as much meat as people in America do, for example. But that's fine, because people in America are eating diets that are so bad that, by some estimates, U.S. children are going to live 5 years less than their parents. So there isn't enough food to eat in an unsustainable way, but there's certainly enough food for the rest of the world and for everyone to eat healthily.
So what is the way out of this crisis, both the short term and the long term?
One of the ways that USAID, for example, provides food to the developing world is to provide food from the U.S. surplus and ship it over. Now, the poorest people in these areas are farmers, and the best way of supporting them is to buy their crop from where it grows and redistribute it within that economy. And that provides a much more sound footing for a longer-term basis of recovery. So buying food from within a hunger-affected region is going to be a much better way of solving this problem than shipping it from the Midwest.
All right. One of the things you end the book with is saying, basically, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem, that either way, you're being an activist.
People today often feel that when they go to the supermarket, they must feel guilty and that they must try and shop more ethically and blah, blah, blah. But I think what the food system today makes us is complicit in a system that is unsustainable. And the way out of that is not to feel guilty, but to get angry and to start getting involved in local politics around food so that not only can we eat healthily locally, but the rest of the world can eat as well.
Raj Patel is the author of the book Stuffed and Starved, The Hidden Battle for the World Food System. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lisa.